Hi, I'm Julian Fleischer, host of the Naked American Songbook, and here are some special moments we want you to hear.
Why is this episode of the Great American Naked Songbook different from all other episodes of the Naked American Songbook?
It's no secret that a healthy portion of Great American Songbook composers and lyricists are Jewish. It's no secret that I'm Jewish. But it is a secret that Rachel Dratch is Jewish. Now, I don't know what your Passover Seders are like, but when she was my guest on episode 4 of season 1, Rachel told me why that night really was different from all other nights.
Is it God Bless America?
It is God Bless America, Rachel Dratch.
Okay, no, it's not that I love the song God Bless America, but I have a funny little story, and that is, so my grandfather was an immigrant from what is now Ukraine. And so anyways—
Is that right?
You too. We must be related.
We must be. Are you from the little shtetl of Bar, just on the outskirts of Odessa?
Shoot, I don't know that. Well, I think my grandmother's from Odessa. Yeah, grandmother's from Odessa.
Yeah.
Area, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were near Kiev, all my ancestors, both sides. So, because as you can probably tell, we're Jewish.
I think you're doing a really good job of hiding
we
your Judaism.
We were not Cossacks.
No.
Well, that
Those
version
are the
of the Ukrainians. No, I'm. By the way, I just offended Ukrainians because you don't have to be like either Jewish or a Cossack
to be Ukrainian.
We edit this out.
There are other options. Yeah,
so I live right near little Ukraine.
Well, it used
edit
to be a bigger
out.
Ukraine. Now it's all vanishing underneath us. Right?
Yeah.
The neighborhood.
Okay.
There it goes.
There goes the neighborhood. Seriously, though, we can take that out.
We'll discuss it.
I already signed a contract. No, okay. So anyway, what's my point? At the end of our Seder, we always sing God Bless America.
Really?
Yes. After all the Jewish songs, we sing God Bless America because that's my grandfather. Legend has it that that's what they did growing up. Because my grandfather was like, this is the greatest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad plays the baritone horn. So he busts out the baritone horn, like a euphonium, basically, and plays God Bless America at the end of the Seder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
So because of that, you know, I don't sing God Bless America in the shower. You know what I mean? It's like not a song that it doesn't really give me chills or anything. But because of that story and what it meant to immigrants.
To immigrants close to you, your grandfather.
Yeah.
It was a totally sincere moment at the end of the Seder. I mean, this is how you close the
night. Well, I mean, it's kind of funny playing the baritone horn. So it's sincere and it's sentiment, but it's kind of done for comedy, I would say.
Uh-huh.
But growing up,
that's a
sincere.
Fine line to walk, but you're walking it.
We walk it.
You
yeah.
walk it at the Dratch household.
We do. Yeah.
Are there other
no,
comedians
funny.
In your family?
Well, my dad is very funny, and my brother's a comedy writer too.
Oh, really?
So he lives in LA and, you know, writes for TV and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Well, shall we listen to God Bless America and see if we can't
Sure. And now this is funny. One more thing.
Please.
I was thinking after I sent him my things, I was like, oh, I should have said like the Kate Smith version of God Bless. Like,
is there another version, really?
I don't know. I guess just people singing it, you know, around like anthems. Like,
yeah.
I'm not really into her voice because to me it sounds like, ooh, ooh, like climb every mountain kind of thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah. It's very legit
opera.
and it's lacking in any soul.
Yeah.
It's super white.
Yeah. I feel like it's something like Jim Nabors would sing or something.
God bless America.
I think it was that there was an actual effort, was there not, to replace the national anthem with this song? I think
really?
That's why he wrote it. Yeah,
oh.
I think there was a decided
so
effort.
Your choices
to
are like bombs or God, because right now we have bombs.
So well, our current national anthem doesn't have a really good hook. You know,
no,
it's
that's
hard
true.
To sing. It's an old
it's
drinking
not
tune.
You gather around. No. I was like America the Beautiful, but that's.
I think that's most people's preference actually, and
it's
the
positive,
you know,
right?
It's positive, and it's easy
Amber
to sing.
Waves of grain.
And make beautiful. I mean the. Oh, my God, why can't I think of the name of this person?
Who wrote it?
No, who sings it so wonderfully. He's black, he's blind, Ray Charles.
Oh, yes.
His version
yes.
is truly beautiful.
Yes.
Why don't we listen to that?
That would be a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch things up here on the fly on the Naked American Songbook with Julian Fleischer. I'm your host, Julian Fleischer. I'm here with my guest, Rachel Dratch. We just finished having a long conversation about Seders at her house, where they finished the evening by singing God Bless America. Sincerely, but with a comic undertone.
Yes.
And he's one of those people who just, once he does it, it's done.
Yeah.
Don't go back there. Right. It's done.
Yep. Don't go back there. You don't want to go back there.
No, will you?
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Ray Charles sing America the Beautiful, which is a really great recording.
above spacious skies. For amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about
that one actually made you clap.
That was a good one.
Ray Charles's indelible rendition of America the Beautiful, a poem by Kathleen Lee Bates, as you just informed me, written in 1910.
Because I looked it up.
While we were listening to it.
Yeah.
You're not a walking Wikipedia?
No.
That would have been pretty impressive.
Oh my gosh, I would have been really, that was like a Jeopardy question or something.
And we just listened to that instead of putting ourselves through the Kate Smith version of God Bless America.
Putting ourselves through, yes.
Well, I mean, I think you're right. Her voice was of its time. It's not the sort of one you want to, like, you know, sing in the shower, as you keep saying. I think that's really going to become the working definition of the American songbook if Rachel Dratch sings it in the shower. Yeah, it is. Well, we are naked, are we not?
Yeah, so that's when you're naked, that's what you sing.
I like that.
But I didn't mean to do that.
No, but that's the beauty of it.
It happened,
guys. That's the beautiful,
collective
of unconscious at work.
Yes.
You and I together, lady. We're going to make it happen.
Okay.
That's it for now. Please don't be a stranger. Our show page is nakedamericansongbook.org. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, or wherever you park your podcasts. You can find the Naked American Songbook on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Whatever you do, let me know what you think. I need to know where you're coming from. I need to know what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, and what you're thinking. Go ahead and do it now. We'll wait. Do you sing this
really
one in the shower naked?
No, but I'm going to tomorrow.
Why wait? Oh, I see you probably already took your shower for today.
Right.
I tend to shower at night because that's when I need it. Thank you for listening. Keep it naked.